Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Triple H discusses The Rock's role at WrestleMania 39, the real reason Rey Mysterio missed the Royal Rumble this year, Bray Wyatt teases a future storyline with Alexa Bliss, and some of your Twitter questions. Hello and good morning. Welcome to the Solo Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to like, subscribe, turn those notification bells on, and most importantly, as ever, be sure to have the best possible day. Whether you're doing something, whether you're doing nothing, I hope your Sunday goes as well as it can. Right, this is a quick one because I am actually finishing up shortly for the day and we're doing a last minute late Sunday morning news before I do that, and we're going to start with the great one. Now, I should probably prefix this with, if you're looking for all the Royal Rumble fallout, we've already covered that. Go and check it out. Phil Chambers, Adam Wilborn, they stayed up to stream the Royal Rumble live last night, and then they did, of course, the What Went Down review, basically explaining everything that went at the Rumble. So if you want all the goss in the Royal Rumble, go and check that out. As ever, it's a great watch and listen. But The Rock, the great one, all the talk lately is Rock going to be at WrestleMania 39? Now, for over a year, even before WrestleMania 38, it was always kind of said that Rock isn't going to make WrestleMania 38, but the aim is for 39, him and Roman Reigns, of course. That's rumbled on all across last year to the beginning of this year. And still, a couple of weeks ago, there was other reports coming out to say that, yeah, the great one, the people's champion, he said that he's not going to be, basically he hasn't got enough time in his schedule to get ready for Mania 39. Now, by all accounts, he could be free at WrestleMania 39, but the stories go that The Rock doesn't feel he can get into ring shape, because obviously The Rock is jacked. The Rock works out all day, every day, but ring shape, ring fitness, cardio is different to lifting weights and eating well, which, I mean, The Rock eats lots, he eats well, and he pumps those irons. But yeah, the latest on this though now comes from Triple H, Paul Levesque, who was asked about The Rock's involvement at WrestleMania 39 following the Royal Rumble. Now, in case you haven't noticed, in that the last couple of months of WWE, after their big pay-per-views, their premium live events, have been holding press conferences, a little bit akin to what AEW does, although just not with angry CM Punks, who calls the company and their children, basically the EVPs. No, this was Triple H, a very professional Triple H, who was asked about The Rock and WrestleMania 39, and Triple H basically, the way he explained it, it doesn't sound good if you're expecting The Rock at WrestleMania 39. Now, how Triple H explained it was that he emphasized how busy, incredibly busy was the term, Dwayne Johnson is, and how Rock himself wouldn't want to half-ass a performance or an appearance. And Triple H was open and said that right now he doesn't feel that it's on the cards for WrestleMania 39 for The Rock to make an appearance. On the other side of this, though, Paul Levesque did add that, you know, it's The Rock. The door's always open. He can come through that door whenever he wants. And then added that, you know, and is also next year. So reading into that, I say reading into that, it's not particularly great investigation work from me. Like, you know, it's not like I'm being Sherlock Holmes and going, well, reading between the lines, I'd say this. No, it seems quite obvious there that Triple H is saying that The Rock's not going to be at Mania this year. Now, whether that's just to temper expectations, maybe, of course, plans could always change, pal. That's what WWE has been famous for over the past several decades. But I wouldn't be expecting The Rock to be at Mania, at least to wrestle anyway. Whether he makes an appearance in some other form or fashion, that remains to be seen, of course. Now, one person who is expected to make an appearance at WrestleMania 39, of course, will be Bray Wyatt, the Eater of Worlds. And he, following the Royal Rumble, this same press conference, because there was, obviously, we heard from Paul Levesque, we heard from Cody Rhodes, heard from Rhea Ripley. I'm trying to think if there was anybody else. There was Bray Wyatt, of course, was one of those. And he dropped an interesting nugget in there, because he was asked about Alexa Bliss. And he said that as far as he's concerned, him and Alexa are connected forever, was the phrase he said, before then going on to, I've got the quotes here, where it leads, no one knows. There will be something at some point and it will be memorable. I'm sure of that. So Bray Wyatt, as cryptic as ever, but he is very much teasing that there's still things going on with Alexa Bliss. I mean, of course, there are still things going on with Uncle Howdy and Alexa Bliss. And we saw Uncle Howdy appear and perform, I don't know if it's supposed to be an elbow drop or a coffin drop of sorts, but he did that on LA Knight following the lights out match between LA Knight and Bray Wyatt. So Uncle Howdy's still around. Bray Wyatt as well, as we saw where Uncle Howdy came from the rafters, there was the kind of physical forms of Firefly Funhouse puppets that were kind of manifested up there as well. And obviously, Uncle Howdy's been very involved with Alexa Bliss in recent weeks on WWE TV. So, this does all, of course, seem to be interlinked. And Bray Wyatt essentially said that. And also said that he doesn't know where it's going, what the plan is, but it will be memorable and there will be something more to come from him and Alexa Bliss. Now, somebody who there was nothing from, actually, last night, talking about there'd be something more for Bray and Alexa, there was nothing at all last night at the Royal Rumble for Rey Mysterio. Booyaka Booyaka, 619. Yes, now, Rey was, according to the Royal Rumble, he was supposed to come out at the number 17 position in the men's Royal Rumble that opened the premium live event. Can we just call them pay-per-views? Yeah, man. That's way too wanky, premium live events. But yes, the match that opened the pay-per-view was the Men's Rumble. Number 17 was supposed to be Rey Mysterio. And his music hit, Booyaka Booyaka, and nothing at all. Then at number 18 came Dominic Mysterio, wearing Rey Mysterio's yellow and black mask. The insinuation being that something nefarious had happened to Rey, courtesy of Dominic, possibly the rest of Judgment Day, and they'd taken his mask. A mask that Rey had said on TV that he would not give to Dominic unless Dominic basically was worthy and earned it. Obviously, Dom's a nasty, naughty heel now who goes around and beats up his dad at Christmas during the holidays. So he's certainly not earned that mask yet, at least in that kayfabe sense. But in an update on this, the actual reason that Rey wasn't involved in the Royal Rumble is because he's got an injury. Now, this comes from Dave Meltzer on the latest edition, the post-Rumble edition, of course, of the Wrestling Observer Radio. It doesn't specify what the injury is to Rey, but it is said to have occurred on Friday's SmackDown, where Rey Mysterio had a match against Karrion Kross, a match I really enjoyed, actually. I wasn't too sure what to expect going into that. Those two guys mesh really well together. I mean, Karrion Kross, for all the people that maybe throw shade on his work and maybe being a bit too methodical, when he's with smaller guys, as proven by his time working in Mexico, his time even Lucha Underground, and in NXT as well to an extent, Karrion Kross could be a really good base for those guys to base around, to move around. And I thought the match with him and Rey was great. But somewhere along the way in that match, an injury occurred to Rey Mysterio, the master of the 619, the surely guaranteed Hall of Famer, maybe even the first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest to ever do it, regardless of any sort of style. I know it's always Rey Mysterio put as the greatest luchador of all time, but he's in the conversation for the greatest of all time period. Just the term generational talent doesn't do that justice. But yes, Rey is out injured at the moment. There's no news on how long he will be out for. Like I said, there's no specifics on the injury itself, but hopefully it's nothing too serious, because one has to think that WrestleMania 39, by all accounts, we will be getting Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio, which could be a really good match, man. Dominic Mysterio absolutely coming to his own as a sniveling underhand heel. He's who stands behind anybody he can, whether it's Rhea Ripley, Damian Priest, or even Finn Balor. Just Dom is absolutely killing it, as a Judgment Day as a whole, to be honest. As shown by Rhea Ripley winning the Royal Rumble last night, the Women's Royal Rumble. If that's not a spoiler for you, but I did say the all of the Royal Rumble recap you can find over with what went down with Wilborn and with Phil Chambers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Look, I'm going to wrap up here quickly with a few questions. Mark Solis got in touch. Hey, Mark. More than Andrew, how good does Elimination Chamber and Mania have to be to make up for that pay-per-view, as in the Royal Rumble? Why can't WWE do Rumbles right anymore? Come on, Papa H. And then there's a couple of cute pictures there of doggos of Apollo. So, Apollo! That's... I'm always happy to see dog pictures on my timeline on a Sunday morning, especially a Sunday that I apologize for I'm rambling. I've been up since 4 o'clock to watch the 4 a.m. to watch the Royal Rumble, 3 black coffees, can of Red Bull. So there we are. That's my justification today. How good? I think Elimination Chamber has the potential to be great, mainly because it's in Montreal, Sami Zayn, something with Roman Reigns, whether it's a one-on-one match, whether it's Roman defending his titles or titles in the Chamber match itself with Sami involved in that. So, and Mania, the last few Manias have been, they make a big effort for Mania, obviously, always. So I'd have faith in Mania being good. But yes, for the Royal Rumble and not being able to book Rumbles right anymore, I mean, it's a mix. I enjoyed the work in the men's Rumble. I would have liked a few more surprises. I mean, obviously, there was nobody from NXT. There was Logan Paul, there was Booker T, and there was someone else who... Oh, Edge, of course, who returned from injury. Who I think we all knew Edge was going to be at that pay-per-view in some form or fashion, whether it was in the Rumble or just to be a distraction for Judgment Day. I thought as well we all kind of... Most of us thought that Cody was winning the men's Rumble. So I put it to a few of my pals that he'd be entering at number one, maybe, or number one and two. I thought it might be him and Seth. I love the fact that it was Gunther and Sheamus. That was really cool to see. But to have Cody coming at number 30 when a lot of people have been eliminated, a lot of people are tired. And then he ends up against the person who's been in since number one, who's overcame all these odds, who's overcame all these other wrestlers, who threw out Drew McIntyre and Sheamus, and has busted his tail. And then you've got the American Nightmare who's coming at 30. And I don't know, it was maybe a little bit questionable, but I think as well, part of my logic was maybe Cody came at number 30 because, you know, he's coming back really soon off a really serious injury that should have kept anybody else, apart from John Cena, out on the shelf for another 3-4 months, by all accounts. So maybe bring him in at 30, you kind of ease him in gently. But then for like 15 minutes, whatever it was that Cody was in the match for, 15, 20 minutes, he was pulling out all the usual Cody moves. And lining them up with Gunther as well, the big chops and the torn pec, that's a story that was smart and sensibly done. So it wasn't a perfect Rumble. The Women's Rumble had a lot more surprises. I thought Zoe Stark looked great. I was glad to see her get a solid amount of time. Shout out to Piper Niven, as Piper Niven. That was nice. And Asuka going very canna, which was badass. So yeah, the Rumble matches weren't perfect, but yeah, I think this will be a pay-per-view, a premium live event, will be looked back on purely for the Rumble winners, not so much the Rumble matches, and also for what happened after the main event. So moving quickly on, Hector Garcia III. Hey, Hector. Happy Solo Sunday. If the thought is that WrestleMania is where feuds are blown off, how can you not blow off the best story in years of the Bloodline? Give Cody the win night one to take the title or titles off Roman. Night two, grudge match, Sammy versus Roman. Thoughts? It's quite the problem to have. I'm just getting distracted by some light behind my head. Apologies to editor Ryan for that. It's blame the windows, blame the sunshine, blame on the boogie. It's a fortunate problem to have, I guess, where you've got options at least. It's not like that all the options you've got are bad. It's like you've got a couple of really good options on the table if you're WWE for what to do with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I mean, by all intents and purposes, the scuttlebutt was that we were gearing up for Sami and KO versus the Usos for the tag titles at WrestleMania. But I mean, right now, it feels like, well, Roman and Sami is the bigger match than that. Sami Zayn has got himself kind of, it's more personal above the tag team title level for him, because he's got the, rather than having beef with the Usos, obviously Jimmy Uso laid him out and Solo Sikoa and Roman Reigns, but Sami's now got a more personal beef with the tribal chief, the head of the table, the person who's carrying the undisputed WWE Universal Championships. So I really don't know what you do with this, unless, I mean, to me, the way you get to Cody going after a world title and Sami Zayn and Roman for a title is you split the belts somehow at Elimination Chamber. Because it feels like both of those are worthy to have their mania moments in terms of Sami Zayn has very much earned his work in terms of, obviously his in-ring work's always been great. His character work has been really good for the most part, but he's gone next level. So Sami Zayn has earned the spot to go against, say, Roman Reigns in a WrestleMania main event. But Cody Rhodes as well has earned that spot because of obviously the Royal Rumble, but also how he was presented when he came back from his hiatus, the AEW ROH New Japan Pro Wrestling, and everywhere on the independent scene hiatus. So it's quite a conundrum to have. I think you only have Roman in one match at WrestleMania, and I think that match is for the titles or a title. It's just whether you've split the titles before then, and then it's whether it's Sammy or whether it's Cody. How far do you want to go with Sami Zayn? This is kind of the acid test, the litmus test now of like, right, okay, you've seen what he's been doing, you've seen how the reactions he's getting. Are you prepared to go all the way with Sami Zayn? That's what it comes down to me. So yeah, I don't have a definitive answer there. Sorry, Hector, but I just think they're good options to have for WWE. It's a good headache to have, a good problem to have. Now, a final question here, which isn't WWE related. From Innie, Mimi Burris has got in touch on the Twitter. Good morning, Andrew. Good morning. What's a dream match you have for Jamie Hayter's title reign? Jamie Hayter, man, I love the fact that she's getting so much love now for her work, both in terms of in the ring and as a character. Just, she's been so good for so long, and it's just for someone like that to get this opportunity, this spotlight, and to thrive so much with it. Yeah, puts a smile on his face. As for dream opponents for her, I mean, based on the last few weeks, Hikaru Shida, I've run back. I mean, Sakura, there's another one to revisit. But, I mean, if you want to look more further afield to Jamie's previous career before AEW, like look at Stardom, you got Momo. Momo will be a great one to see play out in AEW, if possible. I mean, if you look in elsewhere, I know when people think dream matches as well, especially these days, they like to pick, oh, well, what about AEW versus WWE? I just think that Jamie Hayter's style, but I mean, oh, right out the gate, Rhea Ripley. That would be just because she's so, as in Jamie Hayter's so hard hitting and seems to appreciate getting hit hard back as well, which is always key. And Rhea Ripley is very much like that. So that would be pretty darn awesome. I'm sure you could do a lot with Becky Lynch. Thunder Rosa, whenever Lamella Meta is back in AEW, that is a story that writes itself. Obviously, she's the champion that never lost her title. Add into that, whether no matter how true it is or not, there's rumors out there that there's the feigned wrestling scuttlebutt of very real beef between Thunder Rosa and Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker as well. So whether that's true or not, it's something you could play into because the online wrestling community at least believe that to be true. So there's something there you can really play on with Thunder Rosa. Deonna Purrazzo, man. Deonna Purrazzo, she's to me possibly the best female wrestler on the planet these days. So I'd Deonna Purrazzo and Jamie Hayter, Jordan Grace and Jamie Hayter as well, a couple of powerhouses. There's a lot of options there. And obviously, as well as all those opponents being great wrestlers and a perfect fit for Jamie Hayter, that's not to say that Jamie Hayter herself isn't phenomenal, because, yeah, she brings just as much, if not more, to the table than some of those names in terms of putting on a great match. So yeah, there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of potential for Jamie Hayter to go on a really good tear right now. And then there's going to be, I don't know, people you don't think of in AEW that maybe step up to the plate and surprise you, and who won't dethrone Jamie Hayter, but will put on a great match with her. I'm looking forward to seeing how far this run goes for Jamie, because absolutely killing it at the moment, and big props to her. Right, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to say goodbye. But first, I'm going to say be sure to like, subscribe, comment, turn notification bells on, and come and follow us at What Culture Wrestling on the Twitter. What Culture WWE. Be sure to come and follow me if you want at Culture Left Peg on Twitter. You can tell I've been up since 4 a.m. I can barely even remember my own Twitter handle. What an idiot. But yes, most importantly, as ever, be sure to have the greatest possible day, whether it's doing something, whether it's doing nothing. I hope you have a really cool day. And if it's not going so well, I hope it turns around sooner rather than later for you. But I've been Andrew Pollard here at What Culture Wrestling. I'm off to go and watch Rex in the FA Cup against Sheffield United. Come on the town, and I will catch you next Sunday.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.